Hello, this is David Griffiths here. This is the first of a series of podcasts on using the Speakon suite. This is a suite of programs available for all current versions of Windows. It is, I think, a very underestimated program, one that's been around for quite a number of years, but I think not as many people recognise just how useful it is nowadays. I think it would be particularly useful for people who are perhaps using a Windows tablet for many of their media needs. I'm making this recording on the 3rd of January 2020, and I'm going to be demonstrating Speakon on my current Windows 10 setup. I see on the access list and BCAB list sometimes that people ask for what's the best audiobook player, what's the best Daisy book player, or what's the best ebook reader, what's the best radio app. And I think Speakon is arguably a good candidate to fulfill all of those categories of being the best app out there. Apart from the basic media applications like audiobook reading, Daisy book reading, and radio playing, things like that, there are also a number of optional plugins, and one I found particularly useful, which I'll be covering in a future podcast, is the excellent and easy way that you can access your newspapers and magazines if you subscribe to the RNIB newsagent e-text service. If you just search on the web using Google or something like Startpage for Speakon Media Suite, you should find the website very easily. In fact, what I'll do is just find the website myself now. Wait a second.
Open toilet door. Taskbar, untitled Brave. Startpage.com, the world's most private search engine. Brave, main region, search region, navigation, region, end.
I use Startpage as my search engine.
Right at the top, what are you searching for? Edit, enter.
And I just type in
S-E-E-A-K-S-E-O-N-A-M-E-I-A-M-E-O-S-U-I-T-E-C. What are you searching for? Edit, speak, media, speed, enter.
Press enter on that. Should hopefully find it straight away.
Web results heading level 3. Speak on media suite visited heading level 3 link.
Yeah, therefore it is, and it is.
Enter. Speak on media suite heading level 3 link visited.
It's opened up the web page.
Visited with http://www.speakon.org/speakon.html.
So that's what it is. I'll just throw that through slowly.
www.speakon.speakon.speakon.
Speakon, all one word.
O-R-G.
org.org.uk. .uk. So that's where you can go to find Speakon. So I did close that. So what you'll get your installer from that Speakon website, and you download and run it. It's very simple to run it. What you will need on your computer is Java installed for Speakon to work properly. And I should mention that, first of all, is it's a self-voicing app, so it doesn't work particularly with your screen reader, but it works with its own text-to-speech engine from within the app. And it comes with a default voice of eSpeak bundled with it. That's the same old voice that used to work with NVDA. So probably the first thing that you'll want to do, for many people, I think, is to change that voice. And I think I'll go through how you do that first of all. So I'm just going to start Speakon Media Suite by going to desktop.
Windows D, taskbar. Windows D, folder view is view. Speakon Media Suite 26081.
There it is.
Use the arrow keys to edit the selected item, press F2. Enter. User account control dialog. Do you want to allow this app from an unknown publisher to make changes to your device? Media Suite.x, publisher unknown, file origin, hard drive on this computer, no button to activate, press spacebar, all followed by N.
I always have a very high level of user account control just for safety on my device. If you've got user account control set to a low level, you won't get this dialog, but I'll just tab between.
You want to allow this app? Yes button to activate, press spacebar,
I'll press
enter,
yes on that.
Enter.
And then Speakon
Media Suite. Press F1 for context sensitive help menu. Manage a task. Available media tasks list for your books. 1 of 10. Ready.
Right, so as you see, Speakon is started with the eSpeak voice, which I don't find particularly good to work with. So I think that to make life easier for ourselves, we'll go through another speech synthesizer. So you just press the Alt key as normal to bring up the menu key.
Main menu, shut down Speakon Media Suite, Alt plus F4, menu item.
It says shut down Media Suite.
Help, sub menu. Tools, submenu.
The tools.
Global settings, submenu.
Global settings, that's where we want to do. Go to, so it's a submenu, so we press the right cursor key.
Synthesizer settings, menu item.
So the first thing it's, we can change is the synthesizer, because it goes to synthesizer settings.
Enter. Synthesizer settings, task available, synthesizer list, e-speak, 1 of 8, tip, press the up and camera keys to scroll the list, press the select left bracket, enter right bracket key to select and test the synthesizer you want, select OK from the main menu to save the synthesizer you selected.
Right, OK. So we've been asked to select the synthesizer by cursing down, and then the slightly odd thing is that, and you have to get used to this in the app, is that you don't tab to OK, but you go and find the OK button in the main menu, but I'll show you that in a minute.
Microsoft Speech API version 5, common driver, 2 of 8. Microsoft Speech API version 5, 3 of 8.
That Microsoft version API, Speech Sappy Voice version 5, so I think we'll go for that one.
Remember, please wait.
Microsoft Speech API version 5 synthesizer. To save your settings, select OK from the main menu. To cancel, select cancel from the main menu.
So what we'll do is that we'll just go to the main menu.
Main menu. Cancel. OK. End task. Menu item.
Did you press enter?
Ending task. Manager task. Available media tasks list.
I think that Microsoft Hazel that's just been loaded. And you know, I'll probably just stick with that for the time being, because I think everybody would probably have that voice. So you can see that immediately the app becomes a bit more friendly and a bit more usable once we change from the default eSpeak voice. If you did want to change your voice to another voice that you've perhaps bought or something like that, then again you would simply go to the main menu by pressing the Alt key.
Main menu. Help.
Then go up again.
Tools.
Tools.
Global settings.
Go to global settings. Right, go to right cursor again.
Synthesizer settings. Voice settings.
And then you have voice menu settings. Item. You have voice settings there and you press enter on that. And then you'll come to a list of all the available voices that you can use with SpeakOn. So I'll just press escape to get out of that.
Okay. Leaving menu. Available media tasks list. Audiobooks, 1 of 10.
So you see we've got a whole load of applications which are available for within SpeakOn. We have audiobooks here.
Music, 2 of 10.
Music is the second one here.
And a news agent e-text, 3 of 10.
That's the RNIB news agent e-text, which I think is a fantastic feature of this app, but we won't be covering in this podcast.
CD, 4 of 10.
If you want to play CDs, it has the CD player built into it.
Podcast, 5 of 10.
It's a very good podcast reader.
TuneIn Radio, 6 of 10.
If you have a TuneIn Radio account, you can use the TuneIn Radio. Unfortunately, temporarily, hopefully, you can't at the moment store your favourites on SpeakOn within TuneIn Radio, but I know that Isaac, who is the programmer, he is looking to try and get that feature back, because he did have that feature with TuneIn, but it appears to be lapsed, so he needs to negotiate with TuneIn a bit more for that.
Other media, 7 of 10.
There's an other media category.
Text publications, 8 of 10.
It said tech publication. That's fairly misleading, actually, because it's not just tech publication, but quite a full-featured e-book reader. Arguably one of the best e-book readers available for visually impaired people on Windows. So it's certainly covered, for example, things like EPUB books, for example. It's a very good EPUB book reader.
VI Podcast, 9 of 10.
That's a specialist set of podcasts which are pre-selected for people who might be interested in issues to do with visual impairment.
VI Radio, 10 of 10.
And similarly, there's a category of VI Radio category, which is quite good at the moment, but I know I've had some discussion with Isaac about possibly expanding the range of radio stations which are available under that category as well. I've actually got more tasks in my media suite list than you will have on first installation. So if I go down...
CD, 4 of 10.
You'll have that.
Music, 3 of 10.
You'll have that.
Audiobooks, 2 of 10.
You'll have that by default.
And a news agent e-text, 1 of 10.
But you won't have the RNI agent e-text there by default. And also some of the ones down the bottom here.
VI Radio, 10 of 10.
I don't think you'll have that either.
VI Podcast, 9 of 10.
I don't think you'll have that necessarily either.
text publication, other media, set TuneIn Radio, 6 of 10.
And you may not have TuneIn Radio. So, but they're all easily available, and I'll just quickly show you how they are available. If you go back to the menu again.
Main menu. Shut down speak on media suite.
Then cursor up.
Help. Tools.
Go to tools.
Sub add plug INS.
And it said
menu item.
It pronounced it oddly with this speech synthesizer, but what it should say, it add plugin. And if you press enter here.
Looking for source on the internet, please wait.
And
add plug INS task. Plug INS available to install checklist. Unchecked. VI services and news agent audio, visually impaired services, UK and news agent audio newspapers and magazines, subscription to an news agent audio required, 1 of 1.
Okay.
Tip. Press the up and down arrow keys to scroll the list.
Okay.
Press the select, left bracket enter right bracket, key to toggle check or uncheck, check adds a plugin.
Okay, so telling you what to do, I've actually only got the one plugin there, and that's the audio news agent service from the INRB, which I'm not subscribed to, so I haven't bothered installing that plugin. But I do have a subscription to the eText plugin, and I check that, and I press enter on that to get that installed. Similarly, for VI Radio and VI Podcast, they'll all be available in the plugin list if you want it, and they will be downloaded. If you have got something like TuneIn Radio or the RNIB eText service, then you will have to go back to the settings from the menu in the same way that we've just gone into these settings. But once the app is loaded, and you'll be prompted in those settings to enter your username and password to enable you to access those services. Okay, so we've nearly finished this short introduction to SpeakOn. I'm not going to cover anything in detail, but I just wanted to perhaps show you very briefly some of the categories of the way this app can work, so you can get a flavour of it. So if we go back up to
audiobooks, 1 of 10.
We jump to audiobooks. If I open the audiobook player.
Audiobooks task. Player. Loading last media played. Player. Famous Men Middle Ages 0802 LibriVox 164kb MP3.
Now this is the LibriVox.
Famous Men of Middle Ages 01 Haran 64kb. 2 of 34.
Right, you told me where I am in this book, which is the LibriVox audiobook. But it's very simple to use it. If I want to start playing, I just press the enter key.
To the south of Ganunga Gap was a region where frost and snow were never seen. It was always bright, and was the home of light and heat.
Stop, enter again to pause it, and if we then press the F7 key.
F7.
Audio softer.
F7.
Audio softer.
You can make it quieter.
F7.
Audio softer.
Enter.
The sunshine from the south melted the ice mountains of the north.
Enter.
Press enter again. If you want to make it louder, you press F8.
F8.
Audio louder.
F8.
Audio louder.
F8.
Audio louder.
And then press the enter again.
So that they toppled over and fell into Ganunga Gap. There they were changed into...
If you want to have it reading faster, you do Control F8.
Control F8.
Audio faster.
Control F8.
Audio faster.
Enter.
Three sons. They and their father were so strong
that
the gods
faster.
Were afraid of them. So Woden and his brothers killed Enoch.
Enter.
I'll cover this all in more detail in the when we get to the audiobook app, but if you want to get it slower... Hit Control F7.
Control F7.
Audio slower.
And it's saying audio
in
slower.
Pieces and made the world of them. His bones and teeth Enter. Became mountains and rocks. His hair became leaves for trees and plants.
Enter.
Pause it with enter again. If you want to go back to the main menu, you press Control F4.
Close document window.
Manager task. Available media tasks list. Audio books. 1 of music. 2 of 10.
Won't go through music in a moment, but...
An news agent e-text.
I'll give you just a little flavour of the e-text service from the INIB. I did press enter.
An news agent e-text task. Player. Loading last media played. Player. Evening standard. News. Level 2.
So this is an evening standard thing.
Yomi dot 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 22 of 104. Ready.
That's saying it's ready. So I did press enter.
Ever.
She adds on the Fortunately podcast, I kind of get the mentality, but it's something that needs to be completely deconstructed. Article. Quote of the day. How utterly contemptuous and disrespectful to women Dame Joan Collins rails against having to call herself a... Article. Roses are late. Designer's flower garden raises funds for charity.
Right, so pressing enter, pause it. Throughout the app, you can navigate by all sorts. You know, this is true for audiobooks, it's true for ebooks. You press the left and the right key to granulate, if you like, the way that you will navigate through things. So if I start pressing the left and the right key now.
Level 2.
You see it's level 2.
Level 1. Level 2.
It's a bit like the rotor in on if you've got an iPhone or the granularity list if you've got an Android phone. But carry on across.
All levels.
That's all levels. That's the one I normally use. So if I go down, press the down arrow now.
Festive getaway begins as drivers try to beat rush.
That's the heading of the first article. This is quite an old copy of Evening Standard, which I'm reading at the moment.
The new court of King Boris.
That's a story about Boris Johnson. But again, if you keep on cursing right.
50 lines.
50 lines.
Paragraph.
Paragraph.
Sentence.
Sentence.
Line. Word.
Word. So you can even go down by word.
Back. And.
Then go back.
Line.
Line. I'm just pressing the down arrow now.
Blank. Manifesto brains. If you work in number 10, you'll get a pass that opens the.
Right. So you can see the tremendous levels of flexibility of navigation. You can spell words. You can copy text. There's all sorts of things that you can do with this app, which I think is really good. I'll just show you how you get newspaper very quickly.
Library, media tree, an app news agency text, that, directory, one of one.
That's the main library.
Level 1, news agent, internet directory, one of four.
That pressing the right cursor key, so if I press again. Actually, if I cursor down, you'll hear this.
Favorites, internet directory, two of four.
This is where I pre-selected some of my favorite newspapers. So again, if I cursor right here.
Level 2, Evening Standard, Internet Directory, 1 of 2.
And you've got the Evening Standard there.
The Guardian, Internet Directory, 2 of 2.
And you've got the Guardian, so I'll just show you now if I just cursor across.
Connecting dot dot dot.
It's connecting to the
line. Level 3, The Guardian, the 2nd of January, 2020, publication, 1 of 6.
And they've got the copy of The Guardian. It's actually yesterday's Guardian, but that's not speak on for that. The RNIB hadn't caught up with having a later copy of The Guardian there. But you can have access to all the different magazines and newspapers which are on the RNIB website, and it's extremely easy to use.
Manager task. Available media tasks list.
So just,
an UB news agency text, 1 of 10.
Right. So at the final point, what I will do is just show you where the SpeakOn media actually resides. So what happens is that when you first launch the SpeakOn media app, it will create a directory on your computer called My SpeakOn Media, and I'll show you where that is in a minute. And to begin with, before you use the app, that directory will be completely empty. Then what it will do is the first time you open audiobooks as a application in the suite, and the first time you open tech publications as an application in a suite, it will create directories in that Beacon Media suite directory, and that's where you will find content that's been downloaded if it's been from the RNIB. But also, if you want to put an audiobook in, that's where you put your audiobook in so that Beacon can actually find the audiobook for you to play. So I'll just show you that directory very quickly, though I'll cover in detail how to use it in a future podcast. Right, so I'm just going to bring Windows Explorer up.
This PC item view is box only. The move when I can press the arrow keys. Item view multi-select list box. Folders expanded. Not select the 3D objects. System folder 1 of 18. The move when I can press the arrow keys. Not select the 3D objects.
I just slowed it down a bit.
Slower.
So press L to go to local disk C.
L. Devices and drives expanded. Local disk C. Local disk 470. Enter. Local disk C. Item.
And now I'll just stop that talking now. I press U for users.
U. Users.
I press enter.
Enter. Items view multi-select list box. Not selected all users. 19/0.
Now here, you'll just want to find what your... Mine is called David Griffiths, obviously. So I press D.
D. David Griffiths.
So I press enter there.
Enter, David Griffith, items, new multi-select list box, not selected.
Just stop it talking again. Now just press M.
M, Microsoft Edge backups. M, music.
Then press M again.
M, my documents.
Press M again.
M, my speak on media.
There you are, my speak on media, and if you press enter on that...
Enter, my speak on media, items, new multi-select list box, not selected audiobooks, 02/01/20.
You see, I've got audiobooks already there.
Music.
There's a music directory there.
Other media.
Other media.
Podcast.
Podcast.
Radio.
Radio.
RNIB News Agent e-text.
They
created 19/12.
That's where you can find your EPUB versions of your RNIB e-text documents that you've been reading.
Text publications.
The tech publication where that will your ebook will be. So if you want, for example, put a book for you to read on Beacon Media, you just copy and paste it into this directory here. I've probably already got something there, I just press enter.
Enter, shell folder view, items view, multi-select list box, not selected, Adam Birch, 20/12/2019/17.
Yeah, so you can see I've got some directories already in there for authors.
Andreas Collender, Andrew Morton.
So the different authors already there.
Andy Beckett.
Definitely press enter here.
Enter, Andy Beckett, blank, When the Lights Went Out, written in the 70s. EPUB.
So that's a book called When the Light Went Out. So I've got a number of e-books already in there. So if you want to read anything in Beacon Media Suite and it's not directly downloaded by the app itself, this is where you put your content. Similarly, I'll just show you the audiobook folder.
Text publications, items view, multi-select list box, Andrew Morton.
Go back one more.
My speak RNIB news agent home audiobooks.
There's the audiobook.
Enter audiobooks. Items view multi select list box. Not selected bin. Stanley Rome bin. 31/12/2019/644 file folder 1 of 14. To move to an item.
So that's an audiobook there.
Klein, Eric H. 1177b.c. The Year Civilization Collapsed. Klein, Eric H. 11.
So that's another audiobook there. So that where we'll leave it just for this introductory podcast. And it's really just give you a flavour of Beacon, and I'll try and go into much more detail about some of the way the apps are used in some future podcasts, hopefully not too far in the distant future. Okay then, bye-bye.